Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Wednesday, October 29. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, Behanson calls on legislature to introduce a windfall tax on utility companies. From the region, Liat plans to retrench staff. And on the international scene, Russia steps up military flights. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estates Limited and Accords Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Shopping is a lot easier with Courts Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products, and we take care of the rest. Courts Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term, and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Courts today and get what you want hassle-free. Courts Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
Attorney at Law Tiani Behanson calls on the Independent Regulatory Commission, IRC, to investigate allegations of increased pricing by Domlex since the introduction of the company's new smart meters. According to Behanson, Dominica is the sole electricity provider. Domlex should be investigated to better understand how the costs associated with the introduction of the smart meters are being met. Behanson says the reality is that the electricity company has passed all associated costs from the introduction of the new meters onto electricity consumers on island. He says this has resulted in nearly 50% increase in the cost of electricity being passed to customers.
There is an allegation that we make here that the introduction of the new smart meters by Domlex meant that the cost paid for electricity has gone up more than half. And that's quite significant. But essentially what I'm saying is that Domlex introduced their smart meters and forced through pricing the cost of the introduction of those meters immediately on the backs of the customers, in other words, the consumers, of the electricity that they supply.
In addition, Behanson says legislators should look to introduce a windfall tax on the profit of utility companies.
What we are saying is that under the circumstances, it was the base of the public that owned Domlex, and that was privatized. In the privatization exercise, Domlex must permanently understand that the base of their investment comes from contributions from the public. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the legislators should have introduced a windfall tax on the profit of utilities, that is the Wasco, Domlex, and so on. That's what I think they should have done. Mm-hmm. And I think people now, during this election period, should demand a windfall tax on Domlex and Wasco, all the public utilities that are showing massive profits, and that there should be a penalty if they attempt to hide the profits.
Members of Dominica's cabinet this morning met with several overseas-based nationals at the Dominica Diaspora Dialogue at the State House Conference Center. This dialogue, organized by the Ministry of Employment, Trade, Industry and Diaspora Affairs, was geared at providing visiting overseas nationals with an opportunity to dialogue with members of cabinet, provide a progress report on ongoing projects and programs of the government, and discuss other matters of interest and concern to overseas nationals. Speaking at this morning's forum, former government minister Lauren Bannis-Roberts says the government of Dominica will continue to provide the necessary incentives to facilitate diaspora investment in Dominica.
The government continues to demonstrate in tangible ways its commitment and willingness to embrace our overseas residents. We encourage you to come as often as possible. Continue to support your families, communities, and country. We continue to encourage you to invest in Dominica. And as a government, we will provide the necessary incentives as far as possible to do so. To all visitors, we are happy that you have decided to come and experience Dominica. Enjoy your stay. It would be nice if you decide to make Dominica your permanent home or your home away from home. Please share your unique experience with your families, friends, and business partners in an effort to encourage them to do the same. Dominica continues to remain open for business, and we hope that in the very near future, we will see you back on island to discuss and implement your plans and programs for Dominica.
Phase 1 of the Roseau Enhancement Project is scheduled to begin in March of 2015, and this is according to Public Works Minister Raven Blackmore. He made the disclosure at a meeting with the diaspora on Wednesday. According to him, provisions have already been made in the budget for implementation of the first phase, which includes construction of the West Bridge and rehabilitation works along Independence Street.
My dear friends, we can say to you, on already this year in our financial budget, we have made provision for the implementation of the first phase of the project, starting first in the city of Roseau, which encompasses, one, the construction of a new West Bridge to meet international standard. And I can say to you, God's willing, once the right thing is done, but when you return next year, you shall be traversing from Roseau into the other portions of the country in a northbound direction on your new West Bridge.
The DLP government is being accused of not allocating scarce resources in a manner that benefits the people of the country. Attorney at Law and UWP candidate Joshua Francis is of the firm view that monies used, estimated at $260,000, to undertake the renaming of the Melville Hall Airport could have been put to better use. According to Francis, these funds could have been channeled into construction of an isolation unit in preparation for any case of the deadly Ebola virus reaching Dominica shores. He states further that these funds could also have been utilized in meeting the government's financial obligations to the Hugh Wooding Law School in Trinidad to ensure that 3 Dominican students there obtained their legal education certificate, LEC.
We do not have an isolation unit. We are not ready. And that money, which is about to be expended at Marigot, could have easily been channeled into construction of an isolation unit in preparation, God forbid, for any Ebola case in Dominica. Furthermore, we have students who graduated from UWD Law School. They did not attend the ceremony, but they are supposed to obtain their LEC. They have not been able to obtain their LEC because the government of Dominica has not met its financial obligation to UWD Law School. The amount of money we are looking at is about $60,000. $60,000, and 3 Dominican law students could obtain their LEC. However, the Labour Party in government has not seen it fit to meet such financial obligation.
And the families of the late Prime Ministers Roosevelt Douglas and Pierre Charles have welcomed government's move to rename Dominica's main airport as the Douglas Charles Airport. The Melville Hall Airport was officially renamed the Douglas Charles Airport at a ceremony in Marigot on Monday. Fazia Charles Sylvester, the daughter of the late Pierre Charles, says the renaming of the airport will give the 2 late Prime Ministers international recognition.
Uncle Rosie and my father shared an unconditional friendship. They went through numerous ups and downs together and even shared similar untimely passings. It is absolutely fitting that they are remembered together as they always were. The names Pierre Charles and Roosevelt Douglas will once again receive not just national but international recognition. They will now become household names to all who travel to and through our amazing country. The decision to honor my father, Pierre Charles, is one that's humbling because we already know how much of a pillar he was to the Grand Bay constituency.
Meanwhile, a member of the Douglas family, Joyce Deer, described the move as a great gesture.
On behalf of the Douglas family, especially the siblings, the brothers and sisters of Rosie Douglas, I would like to thank the government for this gesture, great gesture, and we are honored as a family to be associated with it. And as I said, it's a great pleasure. When I was asked, I was a little doubtful because I said, I live in Barbados, actually. I felt that somebody on the ground would have come forward, and I came here not really thinking that I would be asked to say a few words, but I'm happy to do so and to once again thank the government for this great honor that they've bestowed on our family.
In news from the region, 20% of the 600 to 800 workers employed by LIAT could lose their jobs if the airline goes ahead with a plan aimed at pulling the struggling company out of the financial doldrums. Last week, LIAT's Chief Executive Officer David Evans conferenced with the labor unions representing LIAT workers to lay out the airline's plan. Observer Media understands that during the call, the airline suggested it would retrench the workers. It was not made clear, however, which departments would be affected or what employees would be let go. In a release, LIAT explains that it was about to put together its operational plan for the new year. And on the international scene, NATO has reported an unusual increase in Russian military aircraft conducting maneuvers over European airspace over the last 2 days. A NATO statement said four groups of aircraft, including a Tu-95 Abir bombers and MiG-31 fighters, were tracked overseas and the Atlantic Ocean. Fighter aircraft from Norway, Britain, Portugal, Germany, and Turkey were scrambled in response. Tensions between Russia and NATO states have soared over the Ukraine crisis. The U.S. and EU imposed sanctions on Russia after its annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula earlier this year. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. Behanzen calls on legislature to introduce windfall tax on utility companies. LIAT plans to retrench staff, and Russia steps up military flights. Once again, the news was brought to you compliments Belfast Estates Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.